Bobby Emmons. Music and Memories.
Hey, we're back here on the Music and Memories Show, and it's guest time, and we have a great guest. It's John Provost, Timmy from the Lassie TV series. How's it going, John?
Hey, it's just going great, Bobby. Thanks.
Well, John, you were involved with one of the classic TV shows of all time, Lassie, which, of course, had some great morals and a great cast. I'm sure you must be very proud to have been a part of that amazing series.
Oh, you know, Lassie is a worldwide icon, and to have been a part of that, you know, I mean, I couldn't ask for anything better. And it's like you said, it was when they made good, wholesome family shows. Yeah, they might have been, a little corny sometimes, but you always learn something. And I'll tell you one thing, if it hadn't been, you know, Timmy wasn't the sharpest tool in the shed. So if it hadn't been for that dog, we wouldn't be talking right now.
John, how many different Lassies did you work with over the years?
I did the show for 7 years. I worked with three different dogs, but the last dog, I worked with him for 5 years. So he and I really bonded.
John, I know you filmed probably a million episodes over the 7 years that you worked on the Lassie TV series, but do you have a favorite?
I did. We actually pioneered the multiple shows, consecutive weekends, and we did one show. It was a three-parter called The Odyssey, and it's where Lassie got trapped in the back of a big tractor-trailer rig and was taken halfway across the country and then tried to find her way home. Well, by the third or the second installment of the episode, we figured Lassie was not coming home. You know, it was gone. And in the third episode, I am burying Lassie's toys. And, I mean, I'm just putting Lassie, this is it. And then you hear this bark in the distance, and Lassie comes running over the hill. And even when I watch it today, I cry. So that's my favorite.
I'll tell you, so many people I know, besides the show, all you have to do is hear that theme music and you want to break down and cry.
for sure. You know, and Lassie would always come up and whine, and everybody would say, what is it, girl? You know, is Timmy in the well, or who needs help? I mean, we always knew what the dog was saying, but the only reason we knew what the dog was saying was because it was in the script. Other than that, we wouldn't have had a clue.
John, talking about the theme music, I know the show always had a happy ending, but as soon as that music came on at the end, even though the ending was happy, you wanted to cry all over again, right?
Oh, sure. And at the end, Lassie would sit there at the end of the credits and put up his paw, and everybody says the exact same thing you said. They all cried at the end, and they didn't want it to end. They wanted it to keep going.
Me too. John, I know you said that you were on the Lassie series for 7 years. How old were you when the series ended?
I started when I was 7 till I was 14. But by the time I was 7, I had already been in 7 movies and some early even live television. After Lassie, I did 3 more movies, a little more television, then really kind of got out of the business for about 20 years. Then we had a new Lassie series in 89-90. Got out of it, and now I'm back in it again. I'm doing a voiceover for I'm Prancer the Reindeer in a new Christmas cartoon that's coming out, and I write an article for Frito Friendly, a National Dog magazine, and my autobiography came out last year. It's called Timmy's in the Well.
Do you have a website where people can get in touch with you and get an autographed picture or get the book that you're talking about?
Sure. It's just my name, John, JonProvost.com.
Sounds good. John, we definitely want to thank you for spending a few moments with us here on the Music and Memory Show. And before you go, we have to play the theme music from Lassie, of course. And can you do me a favor and lead us into it?
Hi, this is John Provost. You may know me better as Timmy from Lassie. And you're listening to the Music and Memory Show with Bobby Emmons.
Sounds great. Thanks again, John.
All right. Thanks, Bobby.